question or even a topic as migration or multiculturalism, but that's what they're starting like to be interested in, and they actually realize that, you know, there is a huge potential in there, but also that it's really difficult and it's a big challenge also to involve people who are, you know, not like really their regular, so to say, regular target group, like students, filmmakers, you know, people who easily find their way in a society or their way just to the organization and to information and all what they have to offer. But really to try to also to reach and involve in activities those who otherwise might never, I don't know, use camera or, you know, discover photography. Or, and that's the challenge that they're facing now, and that they actually want to go that way and to explore that as well, and also to see how to reach those groups which are invisible, not only to them, but also to other people in the cities. So, and also, like, what I really like was when she was saying, okay, we use this technology as a tool, but they're starting to reflect also how to prevent that this tool doesn't become actually like an extra barrier for those groups when they're working with them. Like, because for us it might be evident to use a photo camera or we think everybody is online, but it's not like that actually for everybody. So I really like that. And they're really like profiled, you know, like have specific unique profiling in Poland. Like also offering those small grants, that's also what they like. They like, they look for a money because now they also know, you know, where and how to find, and they're recognized by bigger players and important foundations. But then when they get this money, you know, they try to distribute it, or I don't know, like on a local level.
Which was also cool, because it's through different tools and skills that.
It's also very interesting how they work with all those cultural institutions in rural areas in most former communist bloc countries, all those cultural institutions in the villages, in the countryside, they are lost. They don't know what to do. I know that in Azerbaijan, they have all of them for to preserve intangible cultural heritage. We in Belarus, we have them as just meeting places and people can do whatever they want. There are some workers there who help. And I don't know, in Poland, they find their way with the project Zoom on Domu Kultury, on house culture.
And they want to refresh them with new ideas, not to keep, because in Serbia, in the rural areas, Dom Kulture is, you know, working on not all traditions, but, you know, the mainstream rural traditions, keeping those alive. Like she said, ceramics. But actually, you can do much more. You can really bring some new, both new technologies and new ideas.
Even that we don't have. We have Dom Kultura in my place, and it's, you know, almost ruined. And from time to time, they show some play or, you know,
exhibitions. Traveling, I guess.
Yeah, but even that, it's like a big deal if they do even that now.